Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, we rejoin the conversation with director Hannah Fisher and rising director Chloe Eileen, this time regarding the inspiration behind one of their favorite performances, Mercy Shelter. Here are Hannah and Chloe.
Chloe, talk to me about some of your favorite performances.
Some of my favorite performances. Well, I think I also have a soft spot for Mercy Shelter because it was my first one. I feel like it also was kind of like a big Kickstarter for us in regards to audience and like how much people knew about Fisher Dance, and like people still remember that show. I feel like I'm gonna start crying.
It's been a really intense day.
Like I just like fell inside of me, like about to start crying. So I might, my voice might get a little shaky.
It's okay. I'm gonna
fan myself. But yeah, we had a series of works in progress leading up to the show, leading up to Mercy Shelter, and I think that was really good for people to become aware of what we were doing and to become aware of the space. For me, it was also really impactful because it was the first time that I had danced in a warehouse space like that. It was the first time that I had danced in a performance where we were asking the audience to like move around and follow us and either stand for some of the show and sit for some of the show. It was really theatrical. We had the scene where I was like sitting in a chair and being asked questions and I could only respond with my face. And
on camera, like projected behind you on the wall. That's still like one of my favorite scenes ever.
In particular, like one that I remember was, would you invite a stranger into your home? What if they didn't look like you? So, and he like even said that facing the audience, he wasn't facing me when he asked that question.
And then also you helped make that scene too, right?
Yeah. In Movement Lab.
Yeah, in Movement Lab.
Practicing.
And in that show, and talking about like making work, we were in the studio. Do you remember this? I remember talking to you about it, but we were movement labbing and Lisa was there and Nick was there and Greg and whoever else, Joanna joined, Anna. And then in that time, there was an attack in Paris. Mm-hmm. And I remember so clearly, I was at a happy hour and I was like, had a glass, like a $10 glass of wine in my hand, and I was at happy hour, and I looked up and saw the news, and like something changed in me, like something like tore me like out of where I was in that moment, and was like, what are you, first of all, why are you working this 9-to-5 job? And second of all, you need to make a piece that is talking about like borders, and make a piece that talks about this thing that is happening, like this refugee crisis that is still happening today in 2018. But it was happening in the front of us in 2016. And I remember coming into lab and being like, I had this experience and we're gonna make a show about it. And then we found the building. So that was when I met Chloe.
And we went in a circle and talked about like how these kind of things affect us. Like it was like, what do you think about borders and belonging, or how do these kind of world events affect you? And it was interesting because a lot of us didn't know each other at the time, and everyone, some people had very similar responses and other people had very different responses.
So. Yeah.
But there was like a lot of verbal discussion for that show specifically. So I guess when I also think about like the kind of work that we make in the community, and that it extends like way beyond our individual like self and our individual experiences and looks at the collective experience and community experience and even like experience larger than like the U.S. like at a kind of a global level, I think.
That was Hannah Fisher and Chloe Eileen of the former Fisher Dance reminiscing on their favorite performance. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition and at 4:45 during All Things Considered. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.